It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. By the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's not waste a second of time. We got tickets in hand, and we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Plus 100 odds or greater is the requirement. As always, here at the top of every single Fade 5 episode, Lundy, serve me up a winner, baby.
Brad, do you know who has 6 red zone targets in his last 2 games and some touchdowns to go along with those lovely, lovely, lovely red zone targets? That's right. 6 red zone targets, 3 touchdowns. Oh, it hurts so good. Give me Zach Ertz for an anytime touchdown. Look at the juice on this one, folks. Plus 250. 5 is the payday you are looking for the tight end of the Washington Commanders. Not only has he been targeted the way he has in the red zone over the course of these last couple of weeks, but I'm pretty sure the injury list that is the secondary of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looks a lot like a Walgreens receipt right now. Holy crap, do they have a lot of folks injured. And we know that's going to be a problem for them in that secondary. So I think when we're looking across, it'd be fine to be able to talk about somebody like Terry McLaurin, but I cannot resist the plus 255 payday that DraftKings has for you if Ertz splashes 6.
All right, let's go to the college football semifinal game here on this Friday. And here's how I'm going to play it, a little SGP style to get us some plus money on the board. Texas, Ohio State, I'm going to jack the total up to 63.5 and hit the under on that. A lot of public spread tickets right now, a ton of them on the over. People buying that this is going to be shootout. All the EPA data suggesting the exact opposite. College Football Insiders has this projected around 45, considering both these defenses inside the top 5 national EPA per play. I think the under on that old total does hit. Hopefully it won't go to, like, I don't know, quadruple overtime and screw me over, but I like the under on 63.5. And Jeremiah Smith, anytime touchdown. So a little negative correlation there. Not kind of correlating, synergizing, really not bringing it all together, but that's why the juice gets jacked up. Obviously, minus money, significant minus money on Smith's anytime touchdown prop. He has scored a touchdown in 10 of 13 games, and a guy has scored 5 touchdowns in his last 3. He has been unstoppable, undeniably the best wide receiver prospect at the college football level. So Will Howard's going to be twirling to him early and often inside the red zone. I think they'll connect for at least one of those end zone strikes. So again, on the SGP, Texas, Ohio State under 63.5 on the game total. And Jeremiah Smith, anytime touchdown, plus 140. And I built that bad boy there at BetMGM with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown. It's Super Wild Card Weekend, so let's get crazy with a cheese whiz, shall we? I'm going to build a simple little SGP two-legger and constructed this bad boy at Caesars. Give me the finally quaffed Justin Herbert, 225-plus pass yards, and let's indeed correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. I say he throws for at least 20 completions as well. The great thing about Caesars is that you can actually parlay these two related markets together. They're the only ones that I've seen you can actually parlay completions out there, especially the alt market, and this is an alt line. And look at what you get. Even Steven plus 100 juice when you put those hands together again at Caesars Sportsbook. Herbert has done this on both fronts in 3 consecutive games on the year. Number 4 in air yards, number 8 in deep ball completion percentage among all NFL passers, and weeks 13 through 18, he was numero cuatro in adjusted completion percentage. So pinpoint passes has been the name of thy game here entering the playoffs. Houston has come a little bit unraveled. They're starting to crumble defensively, especially on the back end. Number 23 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks of the regular season, though on the season only giving up 220.5 pass yards per game, 6.8 pass yards per attempt. 6 quarterbacks hit the over on 225 yards. 8 quarterbacks hit the over on the 20-plus completions. And together, again, a half dozen, six, achieve both feats in the same game. I think Herbert is going to be twirling the pigskin with remarkable accuracy in this game and bombarding down the field. The McConkie donkey, Quentin Johnston coming off that monster week 18. So put all together, SGP, Justin Herbert, 225-plus pass yards. Justin Herbert, 20 or more completions, plus 100 there at Caesars Sportsbook. Lundy, Fader follow.
I love this one because I also love me some Ladd McConkie this weekend as well. Early bonus time for you. Give me him for an anytime touchdown as well. Snagged that one earlier today, plus 145 at DraftKings. So this plays into that if you want to also play the idea that McConkie's going to have himself a good game as well. He's also, by the way, plus 175 to have the most receiving yards in the game. Mm. Nico Collins is your juice. He's minus 105. But McConkie's plus 175 to have the most yards in the game. I just want to throw that out there. I just think he's going to have a good game. I think he can do so against this Houston secondary. And so I really like what you're doing here with Herbert.
Side thought, Justin Herbert will be a future Head and Shoulders spokesperson, guaranteed.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade. A five countdown. Baker, hopefully the money maker. Give me the over on rush yards. This number's come down from an open at 19.5. Even better value at 17.5 and a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. And I'm 100,000% on this prop. Hell, I'd still play it at the original number on 19.5 because I think he's going to cross the 20-yard threshold with those little legs. He's going to be doing some booty scooting on the field, to say the least, which he has done often this season. With the best opportunistic runners in the NFL is one Baker Mayfield. He averaged 3.5 attempts per game on the ground in the regular season. 22.2 rush yards per game. So, you know, even if he hits his average, he's going to obliterate this number. He's been over this total in three of his last four games. And he go all the way back to week one. And I still have a follicle working back then as well. But he go back to week one in the same matchup against the Washington Commanders. He had 21 rush yards in that game. Washington just over 20 in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks of the regular season. And more importantly, number 14 on the year in pocket pressure rates. So they could dial up the heat doing so on 22.6% of quarterback dropbacks. Eight quarterbacks hit the over on this 17.5 number against them as they gave up 19.6 rush yards per game. So in a game, it's got a lot of pew, 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 shootout appeal between the Bucs and the Commanders. The X factor in this contest could be the legs of one Baker Mayfield. So give me the over 17.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, Fader follow.
I shall fade, good sir, on this one, really? On the 17.5. I think he's going to come in underneath this number. I think Tampa's going to be playing from behind. Mm-hmm. I think this is a Commanders game. I really do. Despite the fact that it's down in Tampa, I just think Washington's got a great chance. I think these injuries in the secondary, and everything that they're dealing with, I think Tampa's in trouble in this game. I got to be honest. So I think this might be my upset pick of the weekend. Sure as shit not picking my Broncos. So I got to pick somebody to be able to pull the upset. And for me, I think it's going to wind up being Washington. But if that's the case, I don't think Baker's going to get your yardage that you're looking for. Give me the under on this 17.5. I got to fade you.
Hey, Buccaneers, fire the cannons and shut Lundy up.
Number three.
Numero tres here, the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the rushing yards market yet again for a quarterback. Lundy apparently is fading his Denver Broncos. That means Josh Allen is due for a monster game, and I think he's going to have a big couple of gains on the ground. Give me the over on 39.5 rush yards. Best line of the business right now at BetMGM at a minus 120. Every other book that I looked at has to see either 42.5 or 43.5. So you're getting a 3 to 4 yard value right now at the Lions roar. Take my money. Take it, BetMGM. And they certainly did. Josh Allen in five career postseason games is averaging 8 rush attempts per contest and 60.6. Again, 60.6 rush yards per game. All we need is 20 fewer. We're still cashing in. A guy that on the season averaged 6 rush attempts per game, 31.2 yards per game on the ground. 6 times he hit the over on 39.5 rush yards. Yeah, Denver is number 2 in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks entering the postseason. And yes, Anthony Richardson is the only quarterback to crack the 40-yard mark on the ground against them this season. At the quarterback position, they're giving up just 17.4 rush yards per game to Minnesota Callers this year. But the key here is this: pocket pressure. Denver really brings the blitz. They dial it up. Number 2 in the NFL and pocket pressure rate at 27.2%. So a lot of unscripted opportunities, I think, for the big-bodied product of Wyo. So the former Cowboy has got a pew-pew-pew pop off. I'm taking the over. 39.5 rush yards with everything there on the line. He may hit this midway through the third quarter. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Let's see here. Josh Allen, playoffs. Oh, come on. This is the biggest effing no-brainer. Play the over. I'm sorry. I don't have any analysis to add that you didn't already give. It's the damn playoffs, and it's Josh Allen. He trusts his legs. Sean McDermott trusts his legs. And I think that if the Broncos are bringing the pressure in the middle, which I would expect them to do, that's the dangerous part of trying to get Josh Allen on the ground, is he will make you pay. He's a big dude. He's basically a running back playing quarterback. So all of that put together, I'm with you. I think he's going to be above 30 before halftime, and he might be above 40 by halftime.
Oh, sweet. All right, you and I on the same page, and maybe we're in agreement on some other selections. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, mi amigos. It's 100% free. All kinds of analysis and a super wild card weekend. My top props column is posted. My top 5 plays, some of them mentioned on this podcast, some of them not. I'm going to have a bonus piece of Saturday specials only. That's going to post probably overnight tonight, along with a college basketball preview in Kentucky and Mississippi State. Don't sleep on the Bulldogs, number 14 in the country right now, according to the AP popularity poll. You can read all of that. You can also check out Lundy's free spreadsheet picks. A lot of NHL action there. If you'd like to drop the pucks and make some bucks, make sure you check out what he's offering at thegamingjuice.com. Brandon Velasquez churning out some NHL pieces and all kinds of additional content every single stinking day. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Again, it's absolutely free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here with the feed. 5 countdown. Let's flex dim quads with Saquon Barkley. And it's not on a prop. A lot of you were thinking, oh, anytime touchdown. Yeah, I'm in, Evans. No, it's too sky high. Got to parlay that in a same gamer or something else, or reduce the juice and get seduced by the juice. Oh, maybe it's rushing yards. Well, he got to hit the century mark or north of that to cash in on that prop. I think the lowest hanging fruit, and I'm going to pluck it off the branch, is Saquon Barkley over 11.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. You got to go way back to week 1 in the first matchup between the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. He had 2 catches, 23 yards, and a touchdown. I think it's going to be a similar output with the second go-round, a guy that averaged 12.3 routes run per game in the regular season, trotting out on a pass route, 43.8% of his snaps played. He averaged 8.4 yards per reception. So, honestly, there's a little bit of a single-play payday element to this as well. Caught 76.7% of the intended looks. Hit the over in about half his games, a little south of that, 7-16 this season. But you look at the matchup against Green Bay. Yes, they're number 3 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks. But on the year, they have allowed nothing but dink and dunk to the running back position. They surrendered the 3rd most RB receiving yards in the NFL at 40.4, the 2nd most RB receptions at 5.4 per game. On the yardage number alone, 24 dudes, 24 went over, including Saquon Barkley. So again, if you want to make some bank with Barkley, take the over on 11.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. And Lundy, fade or follow?
Run with this one, folks. Take the dozen plus on the receiving yards. Yes, this is one of those plays that I feel very good about going up against this Green Bay squad. The Packers not having Watson's going to hurt them. But on the defensive side, they're susceptible to this. And I think Saquon is very, very happy to be on this Philadelphia team and to be playing in the postseason.
Hey, Saquon, do us a favor. Don't screw us.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Super Wild Card Weekend Edition of the Fade at 5 podcast. So let's work on a little SGP, shall we? And it's got to be tied the Baltimore Ravens, who I think are going to absolutely body slam their AFC North foe. They are the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a little three-legger, and it's a whole lot of seahole. Smashle, oh, the football Frankenstein, leg numero uno, give me the Ravens, just to win this thing straight up on the money line, leg numero dos, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown, and leg numero tres, this is why I love Caesars, 19 or more rush attempts, yes, they have alt lines on rush attempts that you can parlay there at that book, you put those three legs together, a cool plus 103, again, they're at Caesars Sportsbook. Look at Derrick Henry. A guy last time he faced the Steelers, he only went for 162 yards, and he had that on 24 carries. A game time temp's got to be around the freezing mark, Fahrenheit, there in the Charm City. And you're going to have some gusty winds approaching 20, 25 miles an hour. And what better way to set things up for a guy that all he does is really crack the pads and apply the sting and the chill. And that is one Derrick Henry, who's going to be fed early and often, likely going to be a positive game script. On top of that, Pittsburgh number 22 in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks of the regular season. Now, only a couple of guys went over on the rush attempts against him this year. But again, Derrick Henry is the heart and the soul of this offense, especially in those chilly conditions. So put it all together. Baltimore, I think, is going to coast to a victory. I think Derrick Henry is going to find the end zone. He did so in all but four regular season games this season. He was also number six in total red zone attempts on top of it. And he did score in the last game. And then Henry, 19 or more rush attempts. I even like the standard line on the over 20 and a half, but playing the team Raisins card instead of the Whammo's card, I will play the alt line instead. So Ravens money line, Henry TD, Henry 19 or more rush attempts, plus 103, my number one play, Super Wild Card Weekend, built there at Caesars. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I just like how excited you are about this. You're just all pumped up. I love
it. It's my favorite bet, bar none.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, because the fact that you can actually snag this one at the plus odds, again, him for a touchdown, no, you can't do that. Baltimore money line, no, that's worthless. You got to find a way to put some things together, get creative with this one. You did it. You found a way to be able to do it, especially hat tip to our friends at Caesars for making this type of thing possible. Love this one very much.
I like the color outside the lines. Let's move on, shall we? A little bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, you also like the color outside the lines. I know you got a ton of action, maybe in the NHL, maybe, dare I say, the NBA. Maybe you got something in the college football semifinal game going down tonight between the Buckeyes and the Longhorns. NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. College basketball. Awesome plays in that sport. Feed me, my man. Feed me. What else you got?
Let's have some fun here with the contest that we've got this weekend. Let me start off with the first game tomorrow between the Chargers and the Texans. I saw it earlier, and now I can't find the damn thing, but I know that it's out there. Take two or more made field goals. Their offense is going to sputter. I think they're going to get to where they're moving down, and then they're just going to stall out. And so I don't have it sitting here in front of me, for crying out loud. I thought that I did. And then I think I maybe opened too many, windows. Here it is. Fairbairn, here we go. Minus 140. You're going to pay some juice. I would do it. I would do it because I think this Houston offense is going to be able to move, but then I think the Chargers will clamp down. And I think Houston with a couple of field goals is practically a gimme. I think that we're going to see some of those drives end with three instead of seven. So Fairbairn minus 140 is what you can snag him for. I already gave you the early bonus time that I like Ladd McConkey for a touchdown plus 155. You can snag that one over at DraftKings Sportsbook as well. So, you know, play with those. I'm going to put a couple more up on the spreadsheet as we get into tomorrow, but those are a few that get you started. Got a total of five games on the NHL schedule for this evening. If you want to have a good time, I'm going heavy favorites tonight, but there's a reason why I'm doing it. When I look at the schedule, give me the Detroit Red Wings, one of the hottest teams in the NHL right now. They've won five straight. They are at home taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. And despite the fact that Chicago pulled off the victory over my Colorado Avalanche at home earlier this week, I don't think you're doing it against an absolutely red hot Red Wings team. So give me Detroit on the money line. I'm going to pair that one up with the Washington Capitals, who are taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Yes, I understand that the Habs have looked good of late. In fact, they've won five out of their last six, including an impressive 4-1 record on a road trip that they just finished off. 5-1 record on their, or 4-2, 4-2 record on their road trip. But again, this is Washington. Washington is at home. Washington has won three out of their last five. And most importantly, they have beaten Montreal seven of the last 10 times they've played each other. It doesn't matter whether it's at home or not. They have had Montreal's number. So I'm going to put those two together. You want to do that, you can get yourself into plus territory right around a plus 130, 135. But why would I stop there? Why wouldn't I go ahead and become a greedy son of a bitch? And that's who I am. And so because of that, I'm going to also feast on the hockey club, United. I always say they look like they're United Healthcare. It's the Utah Hockey Club, the UHC. Give me them at home. Why? Because they're taking on the Sharks, for crying out loud. The Minnows suck. So give me Utah. Give me Washington. Give me Detroit. If all three of those teams win just straight up on the money line, doesn't matter to me if it goes to overtime. Oh, thank you, Caesars. Plus 230.
Woo!
That is sexy for three home favorites in the NHL. God knows I just got my teeth kicked in last night in hockey. Yeah, thanks. That was ugly. I didn't appreciate that. So tonight we're getting back at it. Let's hope that after last night, we swing back into action. Brad, I know, is excited about this weekend. I know he's excited about Derrick Henry. I know he's excited about Saquon Barkley. I know he's excited about college basketball. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, talking about getting your teeth kicked in, that happened to me on the college hardwood last night. I lost three bets and literally in the final 10 seconds of all three of those games. It was absolutely brutal. Thanks, basketball gods. I appreciate it. Welcome back to Betting College Basketball on a regular basis, Evans. All right, let's go to a team Huevos parlay play of Super Wild Card Weekend. All anytime touchdown all the time. Of course, Derrick Henry is a part of this, so I'm not going to explain that leg. Already did it. I was blue in the face. Also, give me Joe Mixon anytime touchdown and give me Buck Up, baby. Bucky Irving. Anytime touchdown. I reserve the juice on that. Let me give you the background on Mixon and Irving. Again, Mixon taking on the LA Chargers. LAC number 9 in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks. Nothing to slouch out there. They only allowed 7 touchdowns to running back position this season, but Mixon is a guy that is just brutalized his defense inside the red zone. Number 6 in red zone touches. He's tied with Derrick Henry in that category this season. Scored a touchdown in 8 of 14 games this year. Lutty feels the Texans are going to, you know, maybe get this thing inside the red zone, keep it close. Hopefully one of those drives will not bog down because Joe Mixon splashes 6. Now, Bucky Irving, I believe, is going to do the same thing. Washington, their biggest area weakness defensively right now is in the trenches. Number 20 in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks. They gave up 17 total touchdowns to RBs on the air, and we know how Fuego, a habanero hot one Bucky Irving is. He has scored a touchdown in 5 of his last 8 games. Finished the NFL season number 19 in total red zone touches and numero uno in yards after contact per attempt. So, to recap, the team Huevos parlay play of Super Wild Card Weekend, 3-legger, Joe Mixon, anytime TD, Derrick Henry, anytime TD, Bucky Irving, anytime TD, build a DraftKings plus 380. 16. Yeah, baby, let's roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. All right, let's move on to some additional action. Bonus time, bonus time. Lundy, let's go ahead and give you a couple of picks here. We will not be on air on Monday, and I know there's a game going out. I love everything Puka Nacua. I do. I took the over on 88.5 receiving yards. I would take him to have the most receiving yards in the game. I haven't seen that line yet. Of course, Justin Jefferson's going to be a huge threat in that category, but Nacua, I think, is going to go nuclear in this game. I realize Minnesota number 8 and pass EPA over last 5, but they allowed the second most wide receiver yards of any team in the regular season. 11 guys went over the 88.5 number, which is tied to Nacua, and he's going to get Stephon Gilmore, who he torched for over 100 yards in the first matchup. He had 7 catches, 106 back in week 8. Gilmore has allowed the 29th most yards in coverage of any DB this season, along with a 66.3% catch rate. Nacua is one of the best in business at the catch. A lot of blitzes are going to be coming at Matt Stafford, so why not do a quick hitter outside in the flat, or, you know, maybe for like a quick button hook, then Nacua will shake the defender and probably get like 30 yards on it. So love the over on 88.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to hit 100. So if you want to, you know, invest in that in the alt market, it's plus 120 right now at DraftKings. Most receiving yards as well, I think it's worth the investment. One more wager in that game, Jalen Naylor, who's really come on here last couple of weeks. It's only 18.5 receiving yards. Are you kidding me? I'll take the over again. He's probably going to catch 3 passes for like 25 to 30. All I need is 19 to cash. I'm in. I grab that there at a minus 115 at BetMGM. And then elsewhere, here's one kind of off the radar. Jamison Crowder. I know it's kind of a crowded wide receiver core for the Washington Commanders. And Austin Eckler being back is more or less a dump down wide receiver as well. But Crowder sees another but action out of the slot, 88% of his snaps this season. But I like the over on 1.5 receptions at a plus 130 at BetMGM. I just see 2 grabs. He's basically an extension of the run, targeted a few times on third downs because he'll make some of those tough catches in short yardage situations. He played on 73.1% of the team snaps last week. He's ran at least 13 routes in each of his last 4 games. He's gone over this prop in 3 of his last 4, totaling 12 targets over that span. And he's going to get a ton of Tyke Smith of Tampa Bay there in coverage, who's got up a 67.1% catch rate. You're giving me plus money for just 2 grabs? He's playing that many snaps or running that many routes? I'm in on Jamison Crowder over 1.5 receptions. Got a ton more plays in the NFL on the always free, always transparent spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. So definitely check that out. Now, let me give you some college basketball and get the hell out of here. Wisconsin, I'm going to lay it tonight. The 13, which I grabbed against the Minnesota Golden Gophers at a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Badgers, bar none, far light years better than Minnesota. Arguably the worst team are the Golden Gophers in the Big Ten. They are winless this season. A Bucky Badger team was playing at a faster pace, but Minnesota was going to go old school and really try to limit them as much as they can into a half-court grind. Look at the Golden Gophers, number 360 in the country in adjusted tempo. The Gophers are lousy in offense, 177 EFG offense. Wisconsin, 48 EFG offense, 54 EFG defense. They hit all of their free throws. They're number 1 in the nation in free throw percentage at 85.5%. So they draw some whistles, get to the line, and you know they'll play variable play paces. I think they obliterate the Golden Gophers inside the coal. So I'm going to lay the 13 there. And then I don't know if you saw the comments on day that Mick Cronin said after the last loss by UCLA at home to Michigan, in which they grabbed a lead in the second half after being down, had all the momentum of the world, and then they just laid down and died over the last 10 minutes, and Michigan just throttled them to win going away. Cronin, after the game, he said this. This is a direct quote, not mine. My guys are soft. I bring more energy than they do. What? Oh, wow. So this go one of two ways. It could offer a bunch of motivation to the Bruins and a cross continental trip to Maryland, or they're going to be like, screw you, middle finger, greatly extended coach. Don't call us out that way. And they implode. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. I think they're going to be competitive. I'm not saying they win. So here's, I'm going to play it against the Terps, who really need a victory because they just dropped back-to-back games on the West Coast of their own. I'm going to play Maryland on the money line and win straight up. And now I'm going to take UCLA in the alt market, the plus 13.5 on that SGP. You build that at Caesars, it's plus 100 if you do so. So, in other words, all Maryland's got to do is win by 13 or fewer points. I think that's entirely doable. Terps are advanced analytics darlings, 27 AFG offense, 45 in defense. The Bruins are really struggling on both ends. They were excellent defensively earlier this year, but they have come unraveled in that capacity. Now down to 81 in AFGD on the year, and they're 119 in AFG offense, though the turnover is a force outstanding. That is one of their calling cards, getting some easy sprint out baskets, but Maryland really didn't turn the ball over a whole lot. So give me Maryland on the money line. UCLA plus 13.5. They're at a plus 100 juice. And one more college football bet. I think this game is going to be somewhat close, but I think the Buckeyes are going to win. So I think we're going to have Ohio State, Notre Dame playing for the whole shebang. I predicted that earlier this week at like plus 260. I'm sticking to it. So give me Ohio State the money line, and they give me Texas plus 15.5. So just keep it within, even if you get a 2-point conversion, keep within a couple of scores in that 2-point conversion. It's plus 125 at BetMGM when you build that. So that's how I see that shaping up. I had living in the middle last night. I had Notre Dame plus 7.5, Penn State at plus 10.5. That came home for me. And I also had Riley Leonard to throw a passing touchdown. Thank you for slipping, Penn State defenders. All I needed one was one of those, along with an under on the all total 54.5. And that was a sweat I was not expecting at halftime, I'll say that much. But that came through in the end. So hopefully my pair of wagers and the other college football semifinal playoff matchup comes through as well. All right, we got exit stage left. I'm out of breath. And we are out of time here on the Fade of Five podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Make sure you fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Read all of our awesome free content and free spreadsheet picks. If you just want the information down and dirty, we give it to you. We're always tracking everything. Unfortunately, basketball right now, like Lundy's hockey spreadsheet, full of red, which I regret, but regression was about to kick in because I had a historic start to the college basketball season. So the gambling gods are exacting their revenge. All right, until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Let's go, Buckeyes!